Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Annie Helland, who's chair of the planning committee for the wedding extravaganza that's happening this weekend at Central College. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going to be there, what kind of event people should expect, and a couple of the promotions that they're running. And first and foremost, Annie, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Yeah, thank you.
And the event is this Sunday. Where is that going to be?
It is located at the Graham Conference Center on Central College's campus in their main exhibit room.
And that's a pretty large exhibit hall. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be a very large event?
Actually, since I've been on the committee, it's the largest I've been a part of to date. We have over 40 vendors signed up to be at the show, and we have a variety of different vendors coming, so it's going to be a great show this year.
When we're talking about a show, what kind of show is this going to be?
The Pella Wedding Extravaganza is an opportunity for vendors and couples to meet up for their wedding. The vendors are there to show off their items, to show off their services, and the couples are there to get ideas for their wedding and to also meet the vendors to possibly use those vendors for their wedding. It's just a great opportunity for both vendor and the couple to get ideas and also to make connections to be a part of weddings. We've had over 40 vendor signups this year. In past years, we've usually around 30 to 35 vendors. So this year is the largest that I have been a part of so far.
How long has the extravaganza in its various forms been going on for?
We've been doing this for over 10 years. It's been at Central College, it's gone to the Opera House, and it's come back to the college now, and it's grown every year. It's gotten bigger and bigger.
It used to be called the Pella Bridal Fair. Is there a story behind that name change, or was this just to make it more gender neutral?
It was brought up to the committee that a name change might be important to cover all different wedding situations.
And when we talk about all the vendors that'll be there, and like you said, there are over 40, those run a pretty big gambit. What kind of things can people expect to find there?
We have a variety of different things covering reception areas, cake makers, different catering companies. We have some photo booth people coming, DJs, photographers. Then we also go into hotels and registry item stores, florals, invites, hair services, travel services, a carriage service, and then also some cosmetics, and then also rental and coordinators as well.
So there are all these different types of things. You can pretty much mm-hmm. figure out the whole wedding at this point.
Yep.
Are most of these vendors local to the Pella area?
We do go outside of the Pella area. We do try and stick within the Pella area, you know, Oskaloosa, Knoxville, the Marion County area. We do get out. Every once in a while we'll get a Des Moines vendor, but we do really try and make it a local fair for our brides. The nice thing about our fair is that it's big enough where they have a nice selection of vendors. It's not just one or two of one type of vendor. There's a variety there. But it's also small enough where it's not overwhelming. You can go to some of those big Des Moines shows and it can be pretty overwhelming with hundreds of vendors. So we really pride ourselves in the fact that it's not too large, but it's also not too small.
How many people do you expect to attend? How many people have attended in previous years, and what's it look like it's going to be like this year?
In past years, we've had anywhere between 2 to 350 people coming. This year, we're expecting the same, if not some more. Weddings happen every year, even though the economy is struggling. People keep getting married, and it seems like people keep spending their money on weddings. So we're looking forward to meeting all the different couples that are coming out, and hopefully they'll be finding some vendors that they find useful.
So there's also a style show. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the style show runs from 2 to about 3 o'clock. It's about 45 minutes to an hour long. There will be different formal wear companies that will be showing off bridal gowns, tuxes, bridesmaids, mother of the bride dresses. And so it's just a great opportunity to see those dresses up close and personal on models, not just hanging on a hanger. During the style show, there are going to be some mini seminars, which are, they go over different things like how to bustle a dress, different hair options, how to go from up to down with your hair, might be something to do with floral. It just kind of gives a little breakup, and in that time we do have giveaways that we as a committee give away different prizes, such as a wedding planner or a nail package, things like that.
There is the $1,000 giveaway as well, and it's for any vendor that is participating, so any of those 40 plus shops. Mm-hmm. What are the details on that?
It's $1,000 of couples cash. The couples cash is a basically kind of like a gift certificate. It can be used at any vendor at the 2012 show. That couples cash is a lot like Pella Bucks, where Pella Bucks can be used within any member business, whereas the couples cash can be used at any vendor at the 2012 show.
That money is good beyond the show. You don't win and have to spend it that day, correct?
Correct. You have until the end of 2012 to use that couple's cash.
Excellent. Well, I think that just about covers all our bases. Once again, it's at Central College. It is free to attend. It's running on Sunday from noon until 4, and the style show is at 2 until about 3, depending on how long it runs. Once again, I'd really like to thank you for coming on the show, Annie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella on the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.